For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NFL Draft Round 1 was 1 week from yesterday, but today we are 7 days out from the Panthers paying attention. Although, I'm sure they'll watch like everybody else. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, NFL Draft Expert, Pick 6 Podcast, and also with the first pick that he does with former NFL executive Rick Spielman. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I want you to indulge me as we get started here, sir. How are you?
Hey, Adam. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I know you've been just all over the place. I appreciate you carving out a few minutes.
You know it.
So I've been playing around with this mock draft simulator.
Right? Like crack.
Like seriously, I'm not even that into it. But when they give me this to look at and play with, I'm like, I'm all about it. So here's what I just did. Tell me if this makes sense. I made the selection with Carolina's first pick in the second round, number 33. And Adonai Mitchell was still there. So I took him. And the Panthers definitely need wide receiver help. Don't critique it yet. But then I traded the 39th pick with Arizona. I traded back and got their 66th and 71st pick. So it gives the Panthers three picks between 65 and 71. First of all, and it was accepted, so I assume it was a bad deal. Does that make sense that the Panthers could trade back and get two additional third-round picks?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's just a matter of what the – it only takes one team, we say, about trading up for quarterbacks. So, yeah, sure, it only takes one team.
All right, good. And then with those three picks, I took a center, Zach Frazier from West Virginia. Keon Coleman was still there, and I took the defensive end from Washington, Braylon Trice. Did I win the draft?
The universe of that trade actually is feasible in real life is the universe probably in which the Panthers are going to win the Super Bowl anyway. So you absolutely nailed it. Now, if those players are available when you were able to get them in the mock draft simulator, man, that is an A++.
See?
You go from kindergarten to PhD program in the span of 3 days that the draft takes place. That would be an incredible haul. And Bryce Young, Dave Canales, anyone associated with that organization is jumping with joy up until the start of OTAs, because that would be fantastic.
All right. So Ryan Wilson, by the way, CBS Sports, at Ryan Wilson CBS, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Appreciate I don't even follow it as closely. I don't know who the best players are at each position. I don't even know. I do know this much. There's a lot of depth at wide receiver, obviously. And there's apparently a lot of depth on the offensive line. So you can get good offense. I also think there's depth in the defensive, especially interior defensive line. There seem to be some really good defensive tackles that you could get early. And while the Panthers, it's not necessarily an area of need, I'm not sure why it isn't. Derek Brown needs a friend. To play next to him, somebody you could make look better because Derek Brown is so good. But is it fair to say that if the Panthers need one of their top needs is wide receiver, that they could exist pretty well, you know, taking a couple of those guys on day two?
Yeah. No, that's the beauty of this draft. A.D. Mitchell, as you mentioned, he could be there at 33, and there are going to be some guys there at 39. There are going to be some guys there at 65. The 33 pick that I keep coming back to, and I've actually heard that the Panthers might be interested in secondary at that pick as well, depending on how the board falls ahead of them. But if you're there at 33, and I've been talking about Ladd McConkey for months now. If he's there at 33, it just feels like a natural fit because A.D. Mitchell and Brian Thomas Jr. are taller and thicker and faster. They're more straight line, although A.D. has a little – the ability to do some stuff underneath. Ladd McConkey, you put him in there day one, and the production is going to be through the roof. Now, he's 5'11". He's just a hair under 190, but he ran a 4.39, and he plays that fast. And there's no better. I was just talking to someone the other day in the league, and they said there's no better route runner in this class than Ladd McConkey. And okay. You talk about timing and guys getting open. And what happened last year with that the wide receiver crew? No one could get open, and the offense was stagnant, and everyone suffered. And I think that would be a huge help to Bryce Young, because again, if Bryce Young replicates in 2024 what we saw in 2023, Adam, you know better than I do. The conversation is going to be, okay, who are they going to draft at quarterback a year from now?
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone can do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, like I have supreme confidence in Young. I just don't think that the way it was, like the way we talked, and a lot of it was because C.J. Stroud had such a good year.
Yeah.
But we have to remember that not only was Bryce Young given no weapons at all, zero. Adam Thielen was his only reliable target, but they had no offensive line to protect him. They didn't really establish a legit running game until later on in the season, and it wasn't all that great anyway. And the coaching was not good. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? There was no chance for Bryce Young to show anything, and he probably showed more than people even realized, because he really did have no chance. They played poorly, but like all rookies are going to play poorly at times. Anyway, hopefully it'll work out, but hopefully the coaching staff is better. Hopefully David Tepper won't interfere. That's probably too much to hope for.
Yeah, well, it's the same hope as in the plan, but I think you're right about Bryce. We watched every one of his rookie snaps last year because we talked about him on the podcast the following Monday or Tuesday. And there was a lot that you would shield your eyes from, but there were moments where you were asking yourself, okay, why aren't they doing more of this? Why aren't they getting the ball out quicker? Why aren't they running using motion? Why aren't they running more mesh concepts? And the other thing is, and I have to talk to people in the league about this, this is no grand revelation. This offseason, I don't know if it's happening, but Bryce needs to work on his footwork, because by the end of the season, it was all over the place, and he looked like someone that was tired of getting hit in the mouth, which I also understand.
Yeah, and that's why I keep saying this, and I understand that people push back on it, because one of Bryce's strengths has been his brain, right? You know, his ability to recognize. But at some point, you recognize when you're like in a lot of trouble. That's the first thing you realize when you get to the line of scrimmage, is that, oh man, I'm screwed, because you're smart that way, and you can ruin quarterbacks if you keep getting them hit and you give them no time and you give them no chance of success. And I asked, why wasn't Carolina like letting him sit? Who cares? You're going to lose anyway. Let him sit. Don't expose him to all this because you run the risk of ruining him. Hopefully, I mean, I'm not saying they have or haven't. I just think it was a risk, and they took a risk with a guy they traded up from 9-1 to get.
Yeah, and again, you touched on it, Adam. I'm sure that David Tepper was looking down to Houston saying, wait a second, they're getting all this out of C.J. Stroud. Why aren't we having similar success?
Right.
And that's just pressure on the coaching staff and the front office that it's not helping anyone. If that's how the conversation went, I think you got what you got. Now you got to make it work. And I don't think they did Bryce any favors with the offense. To your point, he didn't have to play. I mean, they weren't contending for a Super Bowl. And it could have been a situation, because Andy Dalton actually played pretty well in the one start.
Yep.
And then you create that controversy, and you touched on it as in terms of the confidence as well. I don't care who you are. If you won three national titles in a row and you come out and you're just getting your brains beaten in, you may want to take a little time off to reevaluate to get to where you want to go to next. And I think a lot of times when these rookies talk about how their first season went, when they have a chance to reflect on the offseason, everything is moving so fast, they can't keep up. And we see, and Jonathan Mingo is another great example of that, someone who was trying to learn a much more complicated offense than the one he came from, and he didn't play nearly as fast. He got better towards the end of the season as we saw in college, because I would imagine much of his time on Sunday was spent thinking about what he's supposed to do, and he just looked slower.
Yeah, look, I don't know if Jonathan Mingo is, if he's one of those guys who's going to take a big leap forward. Well, I guess we'll find out. But I think they're going to bring in as many wide receivers as they can. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 podcast, but also With the First Pick podcast. I saw in your latest mock, you've got Drake May 3 to New England. Your thoughts on, I mean, I've seen May all over the place. I've seen him number 2. I've seen him number 6 to the Giants. What is the knock right now on Drake May?
Just a lack of consistency, but we were at the Carolina Pro Day a couple weeks ago in Chapel Hill, and he looked great in shorts and T-shirts, and that was no surprise. He came in 6'4", 227, I think is what he weighed at the time, gained a few pounds from the combine. Big arm, again, no surprise, showed great touch in the deep ball, and all the things you wanted to see, and everyone and their brother in terms of NFL evaluators are there, because clearly he's going to be one of the first guys taken. The knock on him is just a lack of consistency last year, Adam. And the other thing that I have to keep reminding myself is that he's only 21. Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. are 23, close to 24.
Right.
And if you go back and look 3 years ago, all those players had their struggles. And I think if we're willing to be patient, and that's something that, you know, folks don't like to do in this day and age, whether it's NFL owners or fans or media,
right?
I think he has a chance to be good. Now, this is, again, another obvious statement here, but fit matters. If you're going to the Carolina Panthers and you're Bryce Young, or if you're C.J. Stroud, you're going to Houston, where Bobby Slowick was able to get the most out of C.J., and C.J. was able to reciprocate that. And I think that's also important. Does that make the Patriots the best landing spot for Bryce, for Drake? No.
Right.
Based on the way they treated Mac Jones, you think the exact opposite. But, you know, new coach, sort of new front office. There's some guys that are still there from the Belichick regime, but Elliot Wolf is running things now, Ron Wolf's son. So we'll see how they approach this. But I think, and I made myself be cautious about coming down on Drake, because I think he's going to be really good. You're just going to have to be patient. There's some head-scratching throws, and you guys saw it all fall. But, I mean, Justin Herbert was terrible his final year, for much of his final year at Oregon. And I draw parallels between those two, and I think he has a chance, Drake, in the right situation with a little patience to be a really, really good football player.
Yeah, we do forget that he's 21, because he actually plays with a level of maturity that we – it's kind of uncommon with guys, but he does. He looks the part, and I've heard a few comparisons to Justin Herbert, although I think Herbert's just in a bigger package. Like 6'6", 240 he looks a lot closer to Cam than he does to Drake, but Drake just looks a little like he needs a little lower body oomph to kind of help him out a little bit. But look, I think Drake has all the tools in the world. Let me just ask you real quick. We know Russell Wilson and now Justin Fields are all in Pittsburgh. I you tweeted out about a Pittsburgh mock draft earlier. I'm curious, because we're following Russell. Is it going to be him? And what do they need around him to get the most out of him?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, it's going to be him, according to Mike Tomlin. So I think it's going to be Russ is going to have every opportunity, and I think that was probably explained to Justin when they traded for him. And you know, we talk about giving a quarterback a break. I think Justin might welcome the break, at least early on. What do you need for Russ? You have to continue to build the offensive line. So there's a right tackle there at 20. I think they take a right tackle, and there's every opportunity for one to be there. If the right tackles are gone, you take a center like a Jackson Powers Johnson or maybe a Graham Barton out of Duke right down the street from you guys. And then you can circle back and get a wide receiver if you want to get another guy, because the Steelers sent Deontay Johnson to Carolina. Right. And that could be an option. And I think at the end of the day, with Arthur Smith, you're going to see a return not to what we saw in Atlanta with Arthur Smith, which wasn't a lot of fun to watch for your Falcons fans, but the Titans' Arthur Smith, where you lean on your go-to guy in Derrick Henry, and you give your quarterback, I mean, Ryan Tannehill was playing at a Pro Bowl level.
Yeah.
I think you don't ask Russ to do everything. You don't let Russ cook. You let Russ hang out in the kitchen and be a contributor, and it's going to be sort of a situation where there may be too many cooks in the kitchen in terms of who gets the ball, but that'll be in a good way because Russ won't have to do everything. And also, and you know this, Adam, I think Mike Tomlin is going to be a little better about trying to instill confidence in Russ, where you got the sense that Sean Payton wanted nothing to do with Russell because he wasn't his guy when he arrived.
That was such a disaster. Like, I don't like Sean Payton to begin with. I root against him anyway. And I'm not even a big Russ guy. You know, we obviously had him here for, 3 years. So there is some familiarity, and I know what Russ is about. He's a little bit of can be socially awkward.
Right.
But, like, I just felt bad for Russ because it got off to the wrong start right away because Sean Payton had to essentially, well, I'm not going to use the what dogs do when other dogs pee in their area, but that's what Sean Payton did, I thought. He basically marked his territory, and that was never good for us. All right, I lied real quick because I know I've... Marvin Harrison Jr., I thought he was the best wide receiver in the draft. Yet, I still see Malik Nabers, or at times, Rome Odunze from Washington, picked ahead of Marvin Harrison. So, yeah. How are they?
Marvin's going to go fourth, the Falcons say, the Cardinals say put. I've heard that they like Marvin, and Marvin actually talked to them about not working under the pre-draft process, and apparently they were okay with it. They're all close. And what I keep, like, Marvin's my quarterback, wide receiver one. I had Malik Nabers going just ahead of him in my latest mock draft because prior to the Chapel Hill Pro Day, we were in LSU, so I got to see Malik in person, and that may have contributed to that. And teams love Rome Odunze because he's great off the field. He's a hard worker. He made huge strides from 2022 to 2023. And what I keep coming back to, Adam, is the draft a few years ago where I think Henry Ruggs was the first wide receiver taken. Wide receiver five in that group was Justin Jefferson. Wide receiver six in that group was Brandon Ayuk. So you can find guys outside of the first guy that are going to be difference makers. And this class has a chance to be as good as that class that we were talking about. And whether it's Marvin or Malik or Rome, I don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah, there's so many good wide receivers. And just to get back to the Steelers, I don't think any team has been better at finding wide receivers in the fourth, fifth round than Pittsburgh has over the years. Ryan Wilson, at Ryan Wilson CBS on Twitter. Appreciate your time, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Are you struggling to get a good night's sleep? Look no further than Parkway Sleep. For 20 years, we have been your locally owned and operated sleep center.
I'm Brandon Gigling, president of Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Did you know that people are waiting a staggering 6 to 8 months for a sleep study at other sleep labs? At Parkway, we understand the importance of your sleep needs. That's why we offer openings within weeks, not months, saving you time.
Don't let sleepless nights take over your life. Visit us today at parkwaysleep.com. Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Sound sleep, sound health.